This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State modeling predicts that 16.5% of Coloradans have already been infected with COVID-19. That is well below the 70% necessary to achieve herd immunity. The modeling helps scientists make predictions about viral transmission and better understand how the virus has moved through the population. Government biologists say a bird that roosts in the snow high in the Rocky Mountains is expected to survive climate change and doesn't need endangered species protections. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis has more.
The white-tailed ptarmigan is the smallest grouse in North America. It's found only in alpine regions of Colorado and a sliver of northern New Mexico. While their habitat is expected to deteriorate as climate change brings hotter conditions, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologists determined enough suitable habitat will be left through 2050 for the species to survive. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
A plan for a monument to celebrate women's rights to vote is heading to the president's desk, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The entire Colorado congressional delegation supported the bill that would establish the first outdoor monument commemorating the women's suffrage movement. The Every Word We Utter monument is the brainchild of Loveland sculptor Jane Dedecker. She says the sacrifices suffragettes made in securing the right to vote for women, quote, cannot be forgotten and must be celebrated. The bill passed the Senate Thursday evening, a move that brought bipartisan praise from Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and Cory Gardner. The bill passed the House in February. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.